The government in India does little to curb harassment and persecution for Christians. Africa faces the peril of a huge famine, believers prepare. And Niger's oral tradition lives on in evangelism training. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in India continue to face intense opposition from Hindu extremists. Gospel for Asia President K.P. Yohannan is confused by the number of problems their workers are facing because many thought the change of government would give Christians more freedoms.
When the BJP government was in power, honestly, we didn't have this much persecution. It is since the new government, the Congress government, is now in power that we have seen such an incredible increase in persecution everywhere.
Yohannan believes the extremists fear losing power over the poor. As many people find freedom in Christ, accusations of forced conversions abound. Yohannan says,
we are not telling them, hey, we'll give you food and clothes and shelter if you become Christians. No, it is a matter of truly demonstrating Christ's love.
Yohannan urges believers to faithfully pray for Christians who are suffering because they continue sharing Christ's love. Next, millions in the Horn of Africa are at risk of starvation as famine conditions worsen. The critical nature of the situation hasn't directly hit the Evangelical Free Church of America mission team yet, but EFCA's Kevin Complain says they're getting ready for the impact that will trickle into the urban areas.
We knew that this is coming. We've been thinking about some strategies, and this dialogue that we've been having with our national partner in Rwanda is really the first of our working with our national partners in East Africa, where they have had very specific needs related to the famine.
The EFCA is working in seven African countries, half of which are on a famine watch list. Complain says it's all about ministry.
Evangelism and church planting, that's our number one priority. These other compassion ministries are the way that we demonstrate the gospel. You can't simply go and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ without demonstrating it. And they need to go hand in hand, and when they do, there's some very exciting results.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Anti-Muslim cartoons forced much of the Christian work in Pakistan to stop, but workers are back in action. Food for the Hungry is just one of the Christian organizations working there. FHI's Matt Ellingston says his organization is working with the National Baptist in 80 small refugee camps. Ellingston says this has been a great boost to the oppressed church.
This has allowed the Christian community to be active and in the forefront, on the cutting edge of helping their neighbors, and it really gives them a respect that they haven't experienced that often.
Winter assistance has been FHI's focus, but now they're gearing up for the recovery phase. Ellingston says all of the work is being done for one reason.
We have the opportunity every day to work very, very closely with people who follow a different path for their life. We are able to show them the love of Christ each step of the way.
Prayers for wisdom and funding are needed. Meanwhile, Evangelical Baptist missionaries will be teaching a vernacular version of their evangelism program in French Gourma this month in Niger. This training is more of a challenge than traditional Tri-M training because many of the national leaders are illiterate. God is doing incredible things through the oral training of the 3M principles, mobility, module, and ministry. Pray that the students will be able to learn so they can teach others. And Latin Americans are now the largest minority group in the U.S., so it's no surprise that the Bible League's ministry to the U.S. Hispanic population is seeing growth. The Bible League teaches Hispanic church members how to take spiritually seeking people through Bible studies and lead them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. More than 100 Hispanic churches in the United States are now using these discipleship programs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.